Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. In today's episode, we're going to be answering a question for one of our listeners. I was asked, how do I meal plan and prep, as a question kind of related to my podcast on circadian rhythms and making sure that you are eating consistently throughout the day and not eating too late into the evening. So this is a really, really great subject. You know, I like to share what I do, and if I can help somebody, that's what I'm here for. So I typically take 90 minutes every weekend on a Sunday, and I put all of my food together. Now, I typically will, on a Friday night, kind of brainstorm what recipes I want to incorporate into the week. I do have a stash of recipes that I've kept over the years, and plans, meal plans in particular, that I've kept over the years with yays and nays in terms of what things worked really well and what I liked. So I typically will rotate those. I don't like to eat the same thing every week, and so it's fun to keep rotating. So that's kind of how I think about things. But really, let's talk about the basics here. Why do you want to meal plan? Well, first and foremost, you know what you're going to be eating, and that way you can better set portion sizes so you won't overeat. It'll also prevent you from making poor last-minute decisions, because after a really busy day and, you know, where you have to make lots of decisions and do a lot of different things, when it comes down to it, when you're hungry, a lot of times the brain is like, I want whatever I can rip my hand into fast enough, or whatever I can stuff into my mouth fast enough. And so this is another big reason why meal planning is important. Meal planning also helps you with blood sugar balance, because it can help you to be consistent with your meals. You're not waiting for long periods of time to even have to prep a meal. That's all there. You just grab it, heat it up, and boom, you're done. So I really like meal planning for blood sugar balance for a lot of folks, plus for hormone balance, because if we're not eating for long periods of time, that creates stress on the body. And then when you eat after a long period of not eating, a lot of times your body's going to be somewhat on storage mode, because it's kind of thinking you're not going to eat for a while. So it kind of prevents issues in the body. It helps keep things in a nice plan, a nice regimented plan, which I know a lot of people might be freaking out. Like, I don't want to be on any plan. I don't want any schedule. Yeah, but what we found over time is that the more you keep your body on schedule, the better it's going to behave for you. So think about it. All right. Now, another big thing that I always tell my patients about meal planning is that I highly recommend meal planning 1 week at a time. Some folks will do like 2 weeks, month, and bulk make a ton of food. And to be honest with you, I'd rather keep it 1 week at a time, because it's less, I don't know, it just seems less cumbersome, but it also helps you with variety so you can rotate your foods weekly. Because I don't want people eating the same thing day in, day out for weeks at a time. That is not good for your digestive system. So with a week, it's less food to store. It's less food that's sitting in the freezer. It's just easier to go about it. So how do I do this whole meal planning business? First and foremost, like I said, I usually spend time on a Friday evening putting together what I want to make. I'll ask my husband what he's feeling like. I will kind of take into account what I want to make and what my week looks like coming up. So I will spend about 20 minutes gathering recipes and putting together the plan for the week, or I'll pull a plan. If I don't have as much time, I'll pull a plan from previous. So I highly recommend, if you're going to start meal planning, you might as well keep that data. I keep it old school, either in my computer on a document file or in a notebook. I do have a lot of stuff in notebooks too, so kind of the two things going on. There are a ton of different apps out there. There's free ones, there's pay ones. I actually haven't used any of them. I just do old school. I guess I'm old school. So one of the other things to think about that maybe makes me a little more new school than old school is that I do love to look at Pinterest for helping me with recipes, because I'll just type in there what kind of food I'm looking at and go from there. Now, thinking about gathering recipes so it's not so random, there are certain ways that you can cook that can help make your meal prep a lot faster and make things go a lot quicker. Because if you look at just general recipes, you might be in the kitchen for like all day, depending on what type of meal and how many steps are involved in making that particular meal. So what you want to be looking for is you want to be looking at casseroles. You want to be looking at crock pot meals. You want to be looking at sheet pan meals. These are the best ways to put together food quickly, because sheet pan meals, you can make, you know, once you get that oven started, you can throw in multiple cookie sheets with food on it, and you can put a casserole in there as well, and you can have three meals going boom all right away in the oven, and you're on to the next thing. I also love crock pots because it's one of those, put the food in there and boom, it does it everything yourself or itself. And so you're off and doing whatever you may want to be doing. And so that's why these types of meals are really good to look for. So one of the things that you can look for if you're like, what is a sheet pan meal? Food52, it's a great food blog. I absolutely love this website. There's a lot of great recipes on it. But they have a post that is how to build sheet pan meals. And I will have this in my notes on drjkrausnd.com. So you can head over there and look and get that link. Also, Meal Plan on Fleek. I actually like their website. They have 35 sheet pan recipes that will change your life. And really, it makes things easier. Even MyFitnessPal has some great sheet pan recipes if you want to check them out too. Now, sheet pan breakfasts. This is a whole nother game changer for you. And MyRecipes.com has some really great ones there. And you can just put in you can put in sheet pan breakfast into the search on Pinterest and see what comes up. I oftentimes will do dinner and breakfast casseroles. You could also do berry oatmeal bakes. If you're like, I don't feel like eggs, you can bake up oatmeal. You could do egg cups. There's a scrambled egg muffin recipe that I really like from All Recipes. And just rotate what veggies are used in it. Rotate the meats that are used in it. Same thing with the berry oatmeal bake. Sometimes I make it with berries. Sometimes I make it with apples. Sometimes I make it with pumpkin and squash for the holidays. It's a fun way to bulk meal prep. Now, in terms of my crock pots, I do a lot of stews and soups in the crock pot. So look on Pinterest for these different recipes. Now, I also have some catalog that I like on my Pinterest link at DocJKrausND on Pinterest. You can find me there. I'll put the link in my podcast notes for you. So I've talked about all of the resources in terms of what I use for making my grocery list, if you will, of what recipes I'm going to make. And I put together my grocery list. I put together, you know, the recipe list on the side of my piece of paper. And then I will actually go to the grocery store. I enjoy going to the grocery store. It's kind of fun. But if you are low on time, the services we have for ordering groceries now, or ordering them from your grocery store and then just picking it up, like the click list, this stuff is amazing. This can save you a ton of time. But what it also does is if you don't actually enter the store, you don't have the ability to impulse buy. And this is a huge thing. And I found this to be true for me. If I don't have the opportunity to go to the store and I order the groceries instead, I won't buy junk. Something to think about if you're struggling with a lot of impulse buys when you do to go to the grocery store, or if you just hate going to the grocery store. We have so many opportunities. I know Safeway is a great plan. I know that Fred Meyer, our grocery store out here, has ClickList. I mean, check your local grocery store. You can see what they have for you to be able to get those foods. Now, we got to talk a little bit of logistics here. For one person to have three meals a day 5 days a week, that's 15 meals per person. If you're bulk cooking for yourself and say your husband, you want to, of course, multiply that. Now, I do make food for myself and my husband, so I'm making 30 meals a week, so those 5 days. And then on the weekends, I do put in stews or roasts or whatnot into the crock pot or the oven just to have some extra food for the weekend, but that's something to consider on your own. I'm not going to include that in this podcast because on the weekend, we do tend to go out to eat, and sometimes we're kind of at our own liberty as to what we're making on the weekends. I like to have the weekdays, though, dialed in. So with the five breakfasts, five lunches, and five dinners for one person, you've got to think about, okay, you know, breakfasts are kind of a little different if you subscribe to needing breakfast food, whereas lunches and dinners, you can mix and match there. So oftentimes I will think about making breakfast as its own entity. So I'll often make a breakfast sheet pan meal, or I will make a breakfast casserole, or I really like to make protein powder pancakes or protein powder waffles and have those as part of my breakfast for the week too. So something to keep in mind that you could do that as well. That way you mix it up so that you don't have eggs every single day for 5 days, and you can just kind of mix and match. So that's just something to think about there. Now, in terms of your 10 lunches and 10 dinners, mixing and matching is key because, let's face it, we sometimes get a little bored. But you also have to keep in mind that for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can keep your food fresh. And then typically after Wednesday, I freeze my Thursday, Friday foods. And so those I do have to defrost. And yes, I do use a microwave because, let's put it this way, I don't love using the microwave, but it's quick to warm up my food. I store all my food in jars. I recommend getting jars from like whatever, you know, peanut butter jars or pasta jars. I especially love pickle jars. These are great things that you can have for your own storage of food and that you can microwave things in so that you're not microwaving in plastic. Because I would much rather microwave my own food than buy a Lean Cuisine from the grocery store and microwave their food that I don't know what's been done to it in plastic on top of that. So just something to think about. Now, in terms of meals for my lunches and dinners, I will swap back and forth between soups and stews for breakfast, or if not breakfast, for lunch and dinner. And then also have deals where I have like chicken breast or fish with veggies. I also will make grains on the side. So if you are going to be eating, let's say, chicken with the veggies, and you want like a grain, maybe you want quinoa, maybe you want rice, maybe you want sweet potato, it's up to you. I typically will make those on the side so that I have a little bit of a carbohydrate for dinner at the very least. I'm not anti-carbohydrate. I do tend to not eat processed grains, so I'm not eating breads, I'm not eating crackers, pastas. I typically will have either a whole grain or I'll eat like a squash, a sweet potato, something of that nature for my starch with my dinner. And so while you're bulk baking, what you can do in this case is you can make your sheet pan meal with your vegetables and your chicken breast, for example, and then have some rice or quinoa on the stove on the side. Now, what I'll also do if I'm making squash or I'm making pumpkin or I'm making a sweet potato, I'll dice those up and roast them when I roast my sheet pan meal. That way it's all in there and I've got my starch right in there. But if you want a grain, like I said, you can be making that while you make your sheet pan meals, because I do have a great teriyaki chicken and vegetable dish that I put rice on the stove while I'm making it. So it's like cooking up there. So tools, of course. Like I mentioned before, getting a crock pot is huge. So dust that baby off if you got one up in the cabinet and get that sucker working. A pressure cooker can work as well for working on the grains. One side note on my grains, I buy my grains sprouted ahead of time so it removes or reduces the amount of lectins that your grains have because it's easier for them to be digested when you have less lectins. Lectins can irritate your gut lining, causing leaky gut. So keep that in mind. Now, if you don't buy your grains sprouted, then what you want to do is you want to either use a pressure cooker, an Instapot, or you want to sprout them yourself. And you can find out how to sprout online, DIY sprouting. Go to YouTube. You'll find all kinds of videos. It's not too hard to do. So while I've got things in the oven, while I have things on my stovetop, I will also have something in my crock pot. And this is all happening within the 90 minutes on a morning on a Sunday. Now, the crock pot, of course, is going to go longer than 90 minutes. But all of my items, stovetop and in the oven, are going to be done within that 90-minute time frame. It's just making a plan to have these things happen. I know a lot of people will have good intentions, and then on the weekend they just give up. They get too busy. They have too many things to do. Okay, well, if you know that you're busy on the weekend, then set aside an afternoon for you to be able to do it during the week, or an evening during the week. And I often will do this too if I'm going to be out of town for the weekend but need my meals set up. So something to think about in terms of planning ahead. Now, I can't tell you how important it truly is to meal plan. It's one of those things that you have to just get in the habit and do it. And you're going to realize how easy life becomes. You're not doing dishes every single day. You're not spending time compounded every single day in the kitchen if you do, in fact, cook at home. You're also going to find that you're not going to be overeating because you have your food portioned out for the week. Now, what you might find is that you're craving other things than what you have. And so this is why it's extremely important to not be making yourself eat the same thing for the whole week. You know, mix and match your food so that maybe what you start eating on Monday, Tuesday, you put in the freezer so that Wednesday, Thursday, something different, and then you go back to the same meal Thursday, Friday. I like to switch it up like that because I do get bored. Let's face it, you know, we're all human, and part of sticking with being healthy is making sure that you're not getting bored. So one of the other things that I would highly recommend you consider when you're kind of dabbling with, do I want a meal plan, do I not, consider how much time, you know, you're going to take, like I said before, in the kitchen on a daily basis versus compounding all of it and putting it together on the weekend. It's carving out 90 minutes. It's not that much time. Really, you can get your whole week meal prep done in those 90 minutes if you plan it out ahead. You want to have a game plan. You want to know what recipes you're going to be making. You want to have gone to the grocery store or have your food delivered. But you can get this routine with meal planning going, and you're going to find your stress levels are going to go down. You're going to find you're going to have lots of energy during the day. Your mood's going to be good because you're not messing with your blood sugar. You're eating consistently. And this, in turn, helps to calm your nervous system, and it also is going to have good benefits for your gut because you're not eating frankenfood and you know what's in the ingredients of the food that you're eating. But you also are going to find that your weight's going to manage better because you're not giving yourself too many leftovers right in front of you to tempt you. So meal planning is just one of my favorite things. I actually look forward to it, and I love the fact that I know what's going into my food. I know what's going to be happening with my food. I know I don't have to guess. I don't have to run out and constantly make poor choices because I'm starving and I don't have food last minute. So just some things to really, really keep in mind. And will you be at the 90-minute mark guaranteed every single time? No. Sometimes it might be a little over. Sometimes it might be a little less. Give yourself some patience in the beginning, especially if you're new to bulk cooking. You might have to logistically think it through a little bit. But heck, with time and a little bit of practice, you'll get it down in that 90 minutes and you'll be cruising in no time. So I think the listeners for sending me messages and asking me questions, and I highly, highly recommend If you have something you're wondering about and you want me to talk about on the podcast, shoot me over a message. Let me know. I mean, I'm an open book. If you want to know what I do for X, Y, or Z, just like this meal planning, I'm happy to tell you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Make sure to go over to drjkrausend.com for the notes on this podcast and the links to the meal planning prep that I use and the different websites that I find extremely useful to help with meal planning. Alrighty, keep those questions coming. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausend.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.